Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining today. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing into Mitav Chav Beis, and we're learning Si'if in Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. This is page Resh, Pei, Dalet, Amar Aleph. So let's get right to it. Si'if Beis. V'karim halal b'tiluk ben yachm ben tzibur. We say half halal on Rosh Chodesh. V'yesham shat tzibur m'varchim lov b'tchilu l'kros halal. Some say, as far as a bracha is concerned, that a tzibur says a bracha in advance of halal. V'im birich ligmar ein tzarech lachzar. And even if they use the nusach of ligmaris halal, even though they're not actually doing that, you don't have to repeat the bracha. L'b'sof yalulucha, and you would even say the bracha at the end of yalulucha. But vayachrein mevarich lav. The first opinion Shulchan Aruch is that if you're davening biyichidus on Rosh Chodesh, let's say you're traveling, you're davening on a plane or something, so you're davening biyichidus, you do not recite a bracha on halal. V'yeshar m'mshaf hatzibrein mevarich lav l'b'tchiv l'b'sof zed asaram m'mchein ogen m'chaler tzol suvaseha. And the second opinion is that nobody says a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh, not even a tzibur, and that's the opinion of the Rambam, and that's the minhag Eretz Yisrael, says the Shulchan Aruch. However, says the Rama, a third opinion, that even Yachid says a bracha on Halel on Rosh Chodesh, and that is our minag. But still, it's better to read it together with the tzibur so that you avoid this machlokas, meaning you're not going to avoid the machlokas entirely. The Rambam would still say you don't say a bracha, but at least now you can satisfy two out of the three opinions if you're careful to say halal with a tzibur, because now, at least according to two out of the three opinions, you need to say a bracha, and that's a better way to go. Let's see the Mishnah Brura, Siv Katan Yud Beis, V'karin Halal B'tiluk, V'chal Halal In L'Krom Mishom Duk Siv Ashir, Yeh Lechem Kalel Eschad Ishchag, V'darshin Lama Kudush L'chag, Ratzom Ashasa Besiyas Melacha, Ton Shir V'shem Kudush L'chag, Ein Ton Shira. The reason we don't say a full halal is because we darshan a pasuk in Yeshayahu to be teaching us that you only say a full halal on a day that you're not allowed to do malacha, and on Rosh Chodesh we know you're allowed to do malacha. Ela sheno guavaseinu lekroso. It's a minhag to say halal. In order to make it recognizable that it's only a minhag and it's not a din, that's why we skip certain paragraphs. The minhag is that we skip two particular paragraphs. However, there are other minhagim as well. Vayin bal yiraba tam leminagenu, and the El Yiraba gives a reason for our minhag as to why we skip specifically those two paragraphs. Yud gimel ein tzarich lachzar, and if you said the wrong bracha, you said ligmar instead of lekroas ahalal, you don't have to repeat b'diavet. The lashon gomer ain't a bedafkal misha gomer. The lefam gomer lashon cham kmo kore, because the word gomer doesn't necessarily mean to complete the entirety of. Sometimes gomer means to read, and you are reading halal. The Yesh Omrim Shafat Tzibur, and we said that according to the Yesh Omrim, even the Tzibur, when they say halal, does not say a bracha dikra al brosh chodeshenu al minhag velo minadin v'chanal v'minhag lo mevarchinon and velo mevarchin. And the reason is because the whole idea of halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. You don't say a bracha on a minhag, you only say a bracha on a din. But the Yesh Omrim digam yachid, however, the Rama says that our minhag is that even a yachid says a bracha on halal. V'afgav deinu al minhag, matzinu har bedvarm sheinam al minhag v'af became varchin al. That even though it's only a minhag, there are a lot of things that are only a minhag, and nevertheless we say a bracha on. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter has told us that if you're davening with the tzibur and the shliach tzibur is saying the bracha out loud, so anyway you could be yotzei with shomei ka'ona, so it's just as good as you saying the bracha by yourself. So why risk the bracha levatala and say it yourself, even b'tzibur, if you could just listen to the shliach tzibur say the bracha, answer amen, have in mind to be yotzei, and then go right into the first paragraph. You lose nothing and you gain everything. So that's a good practice to pick up, probably. But a person should be careful to try to say halal with the tzibur to avoid getting involved in this machlokas, whether a yachid says a bracha at all. To be yotzi the shitos and poskim that a yachid does not say a bracha. And that's why the achronim write. Let's say you're really late to shul and you get there right before halal. Yikra halal tchila im tzibur v'acharkach yispalal. Say halal with the tzibur, and then you'll daven Shemona Esrei later, because you want to catch the halal with the tzibur so that you're not going to get yourself into a suffix brachos. V'kasvu odim u'bem to psukat zimra. And not only that, the Acharnim say, even if you're in the middle of psukat zimra, yeshol lahafsik lukros halal matzibur. In middle of psukat zimra, say halal. Ve'in ze hafsik. And don't worry, it's not a hafsik. Ay, psukat zimra starts with the Baruch Shamar and ends with the brach at the end of Yishtabach. So aren't you not allowed to be mafsik? This isn't a hafsik. We all the time add extra paragraphs of Tehillim into Pesukei Dezimra. Every Shabbos we do by saying a longer Pesukei Dezimra. So we could do this as well. But if you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, don't say a bracha. Interestingly, he says, you're Yotze with the bracha of Baruch Shomar and Yishtabach as the bookends of your Hallel. But all of this is only when it comes to Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, where you need to try to be Yotze the opinion that says that you're not supposed to be Mavarich, so you want to catch it with the Tzibur. But on days that we say a full Hallel, where there's no Machlokas and everyone says it requires a bracha, then you certainly should not say in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, because that's going to cost you the brachos. Says the Rambam weiter now, if you're saying Hallel by yourself, at least grab two people to do the responsive parts with you. Does Havik Rabim, it gives it a little bit of a sense of a Rabim. And we're knowing to do that when we say Hodu Hashem Kitov, but not by Ana Hashem Moshiyana and Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Omer L'Shnayim, Kigom B'Shah Shomer Hodu, Ayanu Gam Kein Achrav Hodu, Shomer Ana, Yanu Achrav Ana. It's one of the more often mispronounced words in the Hebrew language, is people say Hodu. Hodu means India. So Hodu L'Hashem Kitov, India belongs to God, and because He is good. But that is not what we're trying to say. I mean, it's also true, India does belong to God, but, you know, that's a funny thing to say in the middle of Hallel. So it's Hodu. So Hodu L'Hashem Kitov. But anyway, when you say it, you're supposed to say it responsibly, so you grab two people to say it responsively with you. Because you're saying to others, let's go give thanks. So it sounds like you're talking to other people. So it's better to have other people responding. This makes no difference whether it's a half halal of Rosh Chodesh or a full halal. You always want to have other people responding when you do the responsive parts. But it's always best to say, and in both cases, you say it to two other people. What does Rama mean when he says, and then it becomes like a rabbim? Then Rosh Chodesh is an extra inyan of getting it to be said responsively, because you're schlepping more people into the halal, and that makes it a little more like a halal b'tzibur. But it's only din l'chadchila, so if you don't have two other Jews to pull aside, you don't have to go looking for them. You're on a plane and you're davening on a Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to, you know, go around the plane, is anyone Jewish here, you know, looking for a Jew to respond to you, or for two Jews to respond to you. It's unnecessary to do that. Siv Gimel. As far as the psukim that are repeated in Hallel, as well as the psukim that are said responsively, kol makom kefi minhago. Everyone should follow their minhag. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we are knowing to say each pasuk twice from Odcha until the end of Hallel. Gomer, v'hu omer yomerna, then the Shliach Tzibur says the line of yomerna, v'akol on makrav, hodu l'Hashem kitav kilom chazo, v'chein yomerna beis Aaron, then the Tzibur responds, hodu l'Hashem kitav kilom chazo, ubi yomerna yireshem, and the Tzibur again responds, hodu l'Hashem kitav kilom chazo, meaning the only words that Tzibur ever says in that paragraph are hodu l'Hashem kitav kilom chazo, and the Shat says line by line, v'kosva achronim, however the achronim write, after Amirus yomerna Yisrael, yomerna beis Aaron, yomerna yireshem, yuchla Tzibur. Even though we don't need to say those other lines, because we're Yotze by listening to the Shliach Tzibur say those other lines, better to say them yourself. So if you look in the article, Siddur will say that the Tzibur is supposed to respond, and then say the next line. Meaning you say the next line quietly and quickly, just as a safety net in case you're not not having kavana when the shliach tzibur is saying that line himself. But meikra din, it's not really necessary to say those lines. You could be yotzei with the shliach tzibur. Sif dalet linyan afsaka, as far as stopping in middle of halal to greet somebody, to talk to somebody, afilu beemtzo shol b'shlam adam shu tzarich linyan bo kavod, even in the middle of a paragraph, you could stop to greet someone who you have to be knowing kavod to, and meishu shalom l'kol adam, and you could respond to anybody. Avol b'ninachar lo yafsik, but otherwise you should not be mafsik. Says Rama, v'dafka b'rosh chodesh pesach v'yom shein gomer halav, k'shgom rosol l'nefsak adinu k'mo b'kriya shema v'ayin l'kamen simtav peiches, sif alef. All of this is for days that you say half halal, but when you say a whole halal, then you shouldn't, then you should treat it as strictly as kriya shema. Says the Mishbura chaf alef, afilu be'emtza, ratzalomer be'emtza perek, even in the middle of a paragraph. V'ayin l'al b'sim savchav v'tilma l'kan be'ra dvarim. Avol b'ninachar v'afilu be'nar prokim, but even for any other reason, you're not supposed to just you're not allowed to talk in the middle of halal, even if you're between paragraphs. In Tav Peches, we're going to explain all the dinim of being mafsik. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that there are three opinions about the bracha on half halal. First of all, that the Gemara in Erech learns that we say only half halal to make it a hecker that it's a minag and not a requirement, because there is no requirement to say halal on a day that there's no isra malacha. But three opinions about the bracha on half halal. Opinion number one is that only a tzibur says a bracha, not a yachid. Opinion number two is the Rambam, that nobody says a bracha. And opinion number three is what the Rama says, that even a yachid says a bracha, but it's still best to say it together with the tzibur, even if you're in the middle of Pesukei Zimra, or even if you show up to shul right before halal, to be yotzei opinion number one. Now, second thing we learned is that it's best to get two other people to participate in the responsive parts of halal, especially for Hodu Hashem Kitov, Kilo and Chazdo. And then we said that there are different minhagim, whether the tzibur says the lines of Yomana and Yomana Besar and Yomana Yirei Hashem, or they just say Hodu at the end of each line that the Chazan says, and they just are yotzei with Shamea Kaona. And then we said for half Halel, you're allowed to greet an honorable person and respond to anybody, even in middle of a paragraph, but for a whole Halel, we would be much more machmir. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to finish Siman Tav Chav Beis. We will pick up with Sif Hey. Everyone have a wonderful evening.